Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, that we come on this day, Father, to say thank you. Thank you for your love, your grace, your mercies, your provision, your protections. We want to say thank you for your spirit. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for the body of Christ. Thank you for the power of your word. Thank you for the gift of salvation. Father God, we want to say thank you for life, for health, for strength. Father, for a roof over our heads, clothes on our bodies. Father, shoes on our feet, food on our tables. Thank you for family. Thank you for friends. Thank you for our associates. Thank you, Father God, that all things are working together for our good because we love you and we have been called by your name. We honor you. Father, we thank you for another opportunity to come and to serve in this capacity to speak to people all around the world. Some people are in a very difficult place right now, Father. Some people are in great grief. They're homeless. There are wars and rumors of wars and turmoil and bloodshed and hunger and Father God and sicknesses and the list goes on and on and on and on. But Father God, we thank you that your power never decreases. You are God at all times, and all power is in your hand. And Father, you decreed in your word that if your people called by your name would humble themselves and pray and seek your face and turn from their wicked ways, then Father, you promised that, Father, we would hear from you. And Father, hallelujah, and you will heal the land. So we bless you and we thank you and we magnify you and we give all glory and honor to you and to you alone. Thank you, thank you, and thank you. Now, Father God, we embrace this new day and we thank you for it. We surrender it back to you and we ask that you would unfold it any way you wanted to. This service is in your hands. We pray that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts will be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. Amen, 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 amen. Amen, 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 amen. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. God is good all the time, and all the time the Lord God, he is good. We'd like to welcome each and every one of you to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. To our services. Amen. We want to thank God for this platform. Amen. It affords us the opportunity. Amen. To come and minister. Amen. To you. I am Apostle Dr. Afrida Bradford. Amen. Woke up this morning with my mind on the Lord. Amen. It may be morning when you are, afternoon, evening. It don't make a difference. You have come to the right place at the right time. Amen. So have a seat. Enjoy the services. Amen. As we lift up the name of the Lord. Amen. Glorify him and edify one another. Amen. And the word of God will never return unto him void, but it will always and shall always accomplish absolutely everything that he has sent it forth to do. Amen and amen. Our scripture reading for today is going to be found in Hebrews chapter number 11. And it reads as thus, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. By faith, Enoch was translated, that he should not see death, and was not found, because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. For without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not yet seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world, and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should, after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise as a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs of with them of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. By faith, by faith, by faith, by faith. Amen. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. Beloved, amen. We want to thank God, amen, for his precious word, precious words. Amen. Today we want to talk to you just for a few minutes, amen, on the battle of the words, the battle of the words, the ABCs of faith, the ABCs of faith. Beloved, as we have just shared with you a portion of scripture and actually that particular chapter contains 40 verses, and we just shared with you a few of them. And there are many, many other verses in the Holy Bible from Genesis to Revelation that speaks on the subject of faith. Faith, especially in our the New Covenant, but in the Old Covenant as well. Faith is a requirement. Faith is a requirement to know God. Faith is a requirement to please God. Faith is a requirement to walk with God. If faith, beloved, without faith, it is impossible for us to please him. There's no way. Why? Because God is not seen in the physical, the way we look at one another. We cannot see him. We cannot see his promises as of yet because we have not stepped into them. So we walk by faith. See, we're walking by faith. We're living by faith. We come to him by faith. We're saved by faith. Everything that we do is by faith. A faith acts like a thing is so, even though it's not so, that it will be so because our God said so. Can the redeemed of the Lord say so? Amen. Faith, faith, faith. We need faith, beloved. Faith, our walk with God, in an attempt to walk with God without faith, is trying to separate air from breathing. You know, it's just not possible to do. It's not possible to do. And so God has set everything in order for us, everything in place for us that we might walk by faith. But it takes faith to walk in faith. It takes faith to walk in faith. Glory be to God. And so, beloved, in the book of Hebrews, chapter number 4, verse number 2, it tells us this. It says, for indeed the gospel was preached to us as well as to them, but the word which they heard did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in those who heard it. You see that? Let me read this again so that maybe you can get it. Catch it. This is Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2. For indeed, the gospel was preached to us as well as to them. But the word which they heard did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in those who heard it. So, beloved, we hear the word of God, but if we don't mix our faith with it, it doesn't profit us. And you could be the best of students, the best disciple. You could spend time every day in the word. Every day you're in the word, you're reading the word, you're hearing the word, you're studying the word, beloved, all of your life, the majority of your life, attempting, you know, to be a faithful a disciple, a faithful son and daughter of the living God. But unless you mix with what you hear, it just won't work. See, this is more than your intellect. We're not talking about intellectual abilities. We're not talking about mental capabilities. We're not talking about physical or psychological. We're not talking about any of that. We're talking about faith. Faith overrides all of that. Faith is the highest power. It's higher than our intellect. It's higher. Well, because God's ways are higher. God's thoughts are higher. God, no one is higher than God. There's no higher place to go. See, he sits on the highest throne. He holds the highest power. See, he has the best of everything. He has everything. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. See, so we're going to tap into that power. If we're going to tap into that oneness, if we're going to tap into that glory, if we're going to tap into that majesty, it's going to take faith. It's enough. No, God sees your tears. God is concerned about your tears. But your tears don't move God. God is moved by your faith. See? So even when we're crying, they have to be tears of faith. And on that note, beloved, we have to make sure that every word that comes out of our mouth are faith-filled. We want to pray. When we pray, we must pray the word and pray in faith. And when we speak, because death and life are in the power of our tongue. We have what we say. We can have what we say. We can decree a thing, it shall be established. So we want to make sure that we're talking on the light side and not the dark side. We want to make sure that we're in faith and not defeat. See, the higher power, not the lower power. And this is why the Bible tells us to be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. See, think about it before you say it. Think about it before you speak. Why? Because once those words come out of your mouth, they enter into the universe, they take on legs, and they're on their way. You can't call them back. They ain't coming back. They're already out there. See? And so since our words have so much power, guess what? The evil one knows the power of words. Those who practice black magic, white magic, and any other type of magic, they know where their power comes from. Their power comes from words. They speak words of cursing. They speak words of evil. They speak these words, and guess what? Unless you counteract that by your faith words, unless you counteract that by God's words, see, their words hold some momentum. But this is the key. Greater is he that lives within you than he that lives within the world. Come on now. Come on. So what I want to share with you this morning is the ABCs of faith. The ABCs of faith, beloved, because our lives consist of constant battles, constant. We constantly battle. It's a spiritual warfare. It's a spiritual warfare. The flesh against the spirit wars against the flesh is a constant battle. See, and that battle mostly, beloved, is engaged in words. It's the battle of the words. So if you have two components, okay? You have two boxers in the ring. Only one of them are going to win. If you have two components, only one person wins. Okay? Our words are in the battle. Because you have the words that God has spoken over you. You have the words that the evil one is speaking over you and those who represent him. You have your own words. See, so the words are in the battle. The words, look, the Bible tells us, and God's word is life. Words are more powerful than what we recognize, and we want you to put some recognition on it beginning today. Because if there's a battle going on, and there's only going to be one contender, well, guess what? Guess who that contender is? Guess who wins? The faith words. Always win. The words that are filled with faith are the words that win. So let's look at the ABCs of faith. This was shared with me. I'd like to share it with you. The ABCs. We know there's 26 letters in our alphabet, A to Z, and each one of those letters represent, amen, faith. And I want to share that with you today. Beloved, and please pay attention. And this message will also be available on replay for those of you who desire, amen, to hear it again. So I'm running down the ABCs from A to Z. The ABCs of faith. A, always speak, pray, and act in line with God's word. Be consistent in speaking, praying, and acting in line with God's word. C, can't is to be removed from your vocabulary. D, don't look at what your senses are telling you. Look at the promises of God's word. E, every time a doubt comes into your mind, ignore it. F, faith always harmonizes with the word. It never contradicts it. G, God always responds to faith, giving you the thing that you desire. H, hold. Hold on when negative thoughts and adverse circumstances try to convince you that your faith is not working. I, instantly act on the word whenever you find yourself in any given situation. J, Jesus. Jesus is your surety, watching over his word in your life to perform it. K, knowledge. Knowledge of God's word gives you a clear understanding of the dynamics of faith and how they operate. L, let go and let God once you have done your part to operate in faith. M, mighty. Mighty miracles will continue to flow in your life so long as you continue to flow in faith. N, never. Never, ever say anything or do anything that contradicts the contentism. Optimism is based on positive thinking, but faith is based on the promises of God's word. Don't confuse the two. P, pray. Pray for a thing once. Then from that day forward, never ask for it again. but simply give thanks for it every day until it finally appears on the doorstep of your life. Q, quietly. Quietly trust in the integrity of God that he will come through for you every time you move in faith. R, rest. Rest in the word, in a peaceful state of mind, knowing that faith always brings you out on top. S, speak. Speak the word of God over your situation, for by doing so, you activate the angels of the Lord on your behalf. T, trust. Trust in the principles of faith that whenever you do your part, you will always see a good end result. You understand. Understand that faith does not always produce immediate results, but it always produces the results we desire. V, victory. Victory over lying vanities always ensues when you stay in faith for a thing. W, wavering. Wavering in faith sabotages your prayers. That is why you must never go back on your prayer, come what may. X, x-ray. X-ray vision is when you can see through the eye of faith, which penetrates to the core of all substances, visible and invisible. Y, yes. Yes and amen is the only response God gives to your faith-filled prayers. Z, zones. Zones of miracles is where you will enter and abide when once you begin to operate in the principles of faith. Amen and amen. Wasn't that beautiful? And the ABCs of faith, beloved, I come to encourage you today that from A to Z, God is the Alpha and the Omega, that God is the beginning and the end, from the first to the last, and everything in between. Let your words be words of faith. Let your words be words of power, because when you're walking in faith, you're walking in power. Let your words be words of encouragement, words of joy, words that build up and don't tear down. Words, oh, hallelujah. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Glory be to God. In the beginning, when God created the heaven and the earth, hallelujah, all he did was speak a word. He opened his mouth and said, light be, sun be. He said a word. He spoke a word, and light is still in existence. The earth is still in existence, all based on one word coming out of the master's mouth. Well, beloved, you were made in the image of God, and you hold that same power. You can create your world based on the words that's coming out of your mouth. You can build up your world. You can tear your world down. You can do it. Hallelujah. Watch what's coming out of your word mouth as we move forward. Ask God to forgive you for the negativity that you have spoken. Now, ask him to forgive you, hallelujah, for the curses that you have spoken over other people, over your own situation. And let's start creating our world built on words of faith. We say it's going to be a good day. It's going to be a good life. It's going to be a good year. It's going to be a good season. It's all good. Why? Because everything God made was good. He said it was very good. And we are fearfully and wonderfully made in his image. And we have the power to see. We have the power to hear. We have the power to become. And we have the power to live. Jesus said, I came that ye may have life and ye may have it more abundantly. But we got to lock our faith in his words. And then we have to repeat his words and just say what Jesus said. Hallelujah. God said it, so be it. His words will never return into him void, but it will always accomplish absolutely everything that he has sent it forth to do. We want to thank God for the power of words, the power of faith words, not just any words, not just anything coming out of our mouth, but faith words, beloved. And for those of you who do not know him, glory be to God, hallelujah. He tells us that if we will believe in our heart and confess with our mouth, here we go with more words, words of confession, hallelujah, words that will save your soul, words that will give you eternal life, hallelujah, words. We are saved by words. That shows you the power of faith words, hallelujah. He said we are saved when we believe in our heart and we confess with our mouth. It's two parts. You can't believe without confessing, and you can't confess without believing. But when you do both, glory be to God. If you're listening today and you have never received Jesus Christ in the pardoning of your sins, glory be to God. Today is your day. Today, right now, this moment. Why? Because if you can believe in your heart and open your mouth and speak these faith words, glory be that they would change your life forever. Because if any man, any woman be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Amen. Repeat after me for those of you who are ready, amen, to speak these eternal faith words, the most important faith words of all. Amen. Lord Jesus, I need you. I thank you for dying on the cross for my sins. I admit I am a sinner and I need salvation. I receive you right now and believe on your son and the sacrifice that you made for me to forgive me of my sins, to take me to heaven when I die, and to make me the kind of person that you want me to be. And God, help me to pursue you in my life from this point on until I see you face to face. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen and amen. And if you believe those words and spoke those faith words, glory be to God. Hallelujah. The Bible says that you are saved. You are saved. Glory be to God. Snatched out of the kingdom of darkness, adopted into the marvelous kingdom of light. The angels of God are rejoicing even right now in your salvation. And we rejoice with you as well. Welcome to the family of God. We ask that you will reach out to us here at the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Hallelujah. We want to pray with you. We want to pray for you. Amen. We want to encourage you. Amen. And help you to grow into your full salvation. And we will also send you out some materials. Amen. To help you to do so. Amen. Visit our website at lifewordjesus.org, lifewordjesus.org. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 461, Post Office Box 461, Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19054. 3:8. Amen and amen. And we blessed be the name of the living God. For those of you desiring, amen, to sow a seed in the soil of this ministry, glory be to God. We thank God, amen, for the good work that we are doing in this part of the vineyard. The gospel is free, glory be to God, but it takes money to do a ministry. Amen. You can use those same resources of lifewordjesus.org, the mailing address in Glenside, Pennsylvania. And for those of you desiring Cash App, our Cash App address is $LifeWordJesus. Amen. And so we bless the Lord. Amen. And God is good. Amen. Please follow us on social media. We are revamping some things. Amen. Glory be to God. But nevertheless, we still have a presence there. Amen. I'll follow us on our website, lifewordjesus.org. Amen. As we continue to move forward, amen, and take ministry where ministry has never gone. Now, we meet on our early morning platform at blogtalkradio.com / Kingdom Leadership 7 days a week, Monday through Saturdays at 6 a.m. Eastern Time live, and then on Sundays at 12 noon. We also have an altar prayer where you are free to call in and let the prayer intercessors pray with you, pray for you. And we meet there 2 times a day, Monday through Fridays at 12 noon and 9 p.m. Call in. If you can, call in at the top of the hour. And that telephone number is 1-385-799-9729. 1-385-799-9729. Amen. And amen. All right. We want to wish each and every one of you a wonderful day, a glorious day. Father God, as we continue to move forward in your kingdom today, Father, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. We say thank you. We bless you, Father, for everything, every moment, every second in your presence. We take nothing for granted. But we are a grateful soul for all of your gifts, all of your mercies, and all of your love. Help us, Father, to continue to walk in faith. Help us not to get weary in our faith. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord, oh, Lord, help us to guard our ear gates. Help us to guard our eye gates. Help us to guard our heart gates. Help us to guard all our gates, Father, all our gates, Father, as we stay in faith. And let us remember the ABCs of faith, Father, from A to Z. Hallelujah. You're all wrapped up into that because you are the Alpha and you are the Omega. And we say thank you. Now we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Spirit. We seal this prayer by the word, by the blood, by the spirit, and we cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare. And declare and decree that Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ, he is, hallelujah, the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. Again, I'm Apostle Dr. Alfreda, and we want to wish each and every one of you a wonderful and a beautiful day on today. Blessings on blessings on blessings.
'Cause you deserve the glory. I lift my hands in worship and I bless your holy name. You deserve the glory, all the honor, yeah, yeah. I lift my hands in worship and I bless your holy name, 'cause you are great. You do me.